Jared the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game. He's the GM, Floyd Reese. Titans are moving on Baltimore on Saturday, which is good for the Titans. Last week they had a Sunday game followed by a Saturday game. Now they've got a Saturday game followed by a Saturday game. So they'll get a full week of preparation as they get ready for the Baltimore Ravens. And by the way, the TV audience up 7% for the entire wild card weekend. But the CBS game, the Titans-Patriots, absolutely blew out of the water the previous season's Saturday night primetime game.
Wow.
Which I think last year was something along the lines of Seahawks and Cowboys. So that's a pretty good matchup, Seahawks-Cowboys for TV. Titans-Patriots blew it out of the water. That probably has a lot more to do with Tom Brady. And could it be Tom Brady's last game for the Patriots? They didn't really have to do anything Titans-related, but still good to see.
Now they're talking about the Titans. And the big dog.
Well, they're not talking about the Titans yet. So I was hopeful that they would talk about the Titans. I watched all the shows on Saturday night, and they talked a little bit about the Titans, and they talked a little bit about the game, and then they talked a lot about whether or not Tom Brady was coming back. Then all day yesterday, it was all about whether or not Tom Brady was coming back. And then today, it was all about whether or not Tom Brady was coming back. And then Dallas hired Mike McCarthy. So then it became all about that and Brady. And so that's what it's going to be until probably Thursday of this week when they'll start talking about the Titans and the Ravens game. And I think they're going to sell. This is what I believe the TV sell is going to be. Lamar versus Derrick Henry. That's how they're going to sell Saturday night's game. Derrick Henry versus Lamar. Now, I think you and I would agree. Lamar Jackson is a superstar in the NFL in terms of, you know, the TV personality. People turn on the TV to watch Lamar Jackson. He is a superstar in that regard. Brady is a superstar. Ezekiel Elliott is a superstar. Drew Brees is a superstar. Did Derrick Henry's performance on Saturday make him a true NFL superstar? Like, do we think that Derrick Henry is now a true NFL headliner based upon what he, A, one, he's the rushing champion, but two, the fact that he had the game that he had on the stage that he had against the New England Patriots, do we think that Derrick Henry has become a true NFL superstar based upon what he's done this season, especially Saturday?
Well, I mean, he led the league in rushing. Going away.
I know, but like Michael Thomas doesn't feel like a true superstar, and he had the best wide receiving season anyone's ever had.
Who doesn't think he's a superstar?
They don't sell games like, watch Michael Thomas this week.
That's never going to be us. You know,
with Steve McNair.
I doubt it. But I don't think it'll ever, simply because the market's too small. I mean, they want you from New York or Philly or Dallas or Chicago or, you know, the big cities to do that stuff. I mean, that's like, I'm just not sure that we will ever fall in that category, you know, must-see TV kind of thing. Like you said, Dallas, Seattle, you know, New England, you get to that level, then, you know, that's the way it is every week.
Well, I'll use like Cam Newton, for example. Well, even Baltimore. Baltimore's not a big market, but Lamar Jackson is a legit superstar.
Well, I mean, they're the best team in the league. I mean, they're number one.
Right, so, but Lamar, I mean, they got all these TV games with Lamar before they were the number one team in the league.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, Monday Night Football with the Rams, Sunday Night Football with the Patriots. I mean, they were getting Lamar Jackson is a TV watcher, and now he's going to be MVP of the league. So. But, like, Lamar's a legit superstar. I wonder if Derrick Henry, and this is a good thing for the football team and maybe a bad thing for him if he wanted to, you know, sell shoes or sell whatever on TV. Derrick doesn't have a for-the-camera personality. You know, Derrick is not going out there and saying a bunch of stuff. Like, Richard Sherman became a superstar, not because of the play he made on the tip ball in the NFC title game, but because of how he acted afterwards when he went crazy with Aaron Andrews, and then that kind of put Richard Sherman to the forefront of everybody in America, not for his great play. Derrick Henry's a great player. Derrick Henry doesn't care about any of the off-the-field stuff. about, you know, doing the interviews or saying funny things or anything like that. And yet, I wonder if that may be the one thing that holds people back. We'll see this week. I mean, this week, I mean, if I'm TV, I'm hammering that this is Derrick Henry versus Lamar Jackson. I mean, those are two names that everybody knows, who everybody has seen dominate in college and dominate in the NFL. But to your point, like, I don't think we'll see this offseason. Like, Eddie George had a national ad campaign with Adidas. I don't think we'll see Derrick Henry with a national ad campaign this offseason, other than the Nissan Heisman House, which he always does.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd be shocked if he doesn't get a little something, but you could be right. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who determines all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, he is not – he doesn't play up to the cameras. I mean, I think you're absolutely right about that. So, you know, and I don't think he ever would. I mean, I don't think it's that important to him, you know, to do that kind of stuff, to have to play up to the cameras, to have to act a fool, to have to do some things like that. And I respect him for that. You know, I think that's great. You know, you don't want to be Le'Veon Bell. You don't want to be AB. You don't want to be those guys. Just go out and play great. And people that need to know will know.
Well, I just think the fans around the country, like, I don't know. Do you think kids that watch this game on Saturday are going to go run out and buy a Derrick Henry jersey? Kids in Atlanta, kids in Phoenix, kids in Chicago are going to watch. Because, I mean, everybody in the country watches this game. And I think everybody knew Derrick Henry was a really good running back. But how many people watch that game and were like, oh, my God, Derrick Henry is unstoppable. And you know how this works with kids. They go out there and they want to buy a LeBron jersey, or they want to buy a Kobe jersey, or they want to buy the jersey of the guy they see on TV who goes out there and dominates. Do you think that Derrick's performance led to that? And I wonder if Derrick maybe, if Derrick does it this week against Baltimore and you beat the Ravens, then I think that Derrick will be one of the biggest household names, because they'll need to sell that for the AFC title game if you, in fact, get to the AFC title game. And it's going to be, hey, Derrick Henry rushed for 188 last time he played Patrick Mahomes, so Mahomes versus Derrick. And I do think the more you win, the more that will pick up for Derrick Henry, whether or not he plays for the cameras.
Right. I mean, that'll certainly add to it. You know, he's a different running back than kids look at and get all hyped up about.
Like Chris Johnson.
Yeah, they want to be like that. They want to be like Zeke. They want to be those little jitterbug kind of, you know. I mean, to be a big, power, strong kind of back, I mean, there are not a lot of guys. I mean, how many high school football players can say they're, you know, 6'3", 225 pounds, and I'm gonna run like Derrick Henry? I mean, there are probably not a lot of those kids out there.
So that's the Steph Curry theory, which is Steph became one of the most popular players in the NBA because Steph's not 6'11", and Steph's not LeBron James. And so everybody sees Steph, and they think, hey, I can shoot.
And
I can get out there,
you know,
and just shoot the ball.
And all you have to do is handle the ball well and shoot. You know, in their minds, that's him. You know, if you can shoot threes, you're going to be a superstar.
Even though there's one person on the planet who can do what Steph Curry does.
Yeah. But they don't, you know, you're a young guy, you think you can do it. And so I think that's the easy part. You know, if you're 5'10", you can't say I'm going to emulate Shaq. You know, I mean, throw me the ball, I'm playing Shaq. Oh, okay, good luck, you know.
Do you think that in league circles that Derrick Henry's performance upped his reputation or anything like that? I mean, I we'll get into this probably later in the week, but I know you don't want to have to pay Derrick Henry the kind of money that Todd Gurley and Zeke Elliott and all those guys get. You run for 200 yards in the playoffs and keep winning games. I'm sorry, Floyd. I don't care if you can catch a ball out of the backfield or not. They're going to have to pay him. I mean, they're going to have to pay him the big bucks.
I'll tag him.
What about Tannehill?
I got two techs.
Conklin.
I mean, you're going to have to pay somebody or not pay somebody or whatever you choose to do.
Well, because I think Conklin may have earned himself a contract for 2020 with how he played the other night against the Patriots.
You've said that about three times. I didn't ever notice him.
Oh, my God. I thought Conklin was killing people out there.
Oh, I didn't even notice him.
Oh, killing them. Just mauling them. I thought Conklin was just killing people out there on Saturday. So I just know that that's a question. And we'll ask the callers. It's 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Did Derrick Henry become a legit superstar in this league with his performance Saturday? 615-737-1025.
Well, I mean, you have to keep in mind, there are a lot of people say he's a superstar now. Lead the NFL in rushing.
If you had lost this game to the Patriots, do you think you would have gotten a Sunday night football game next year?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I think now you'll for sure get one. You've got next year on the schedule, I looked at it yesterday, Pittsburgh, Green Bay, and Baltimore are all on the schedule, and those could all be Sunday night games. You know, like you at home versus Pittsburgh could be a Sunday night football game. You on the road at Green Bay could be a Sunday night football game. And obviously, depending on how this game goes, this could be a Sunday night football game next year. We'll take your call. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. 615-737-1025. Calls and texts. Plus, what did it mean to Floyd Reese to beat the New England Patriots at New England? We'll discuss that next. Jared and the GM right here on Titans Monday. We're live from the Wholesaling Studio powered by RumbleOn.com. Hey, Preds fans, don't miss Wednesday night Smashville Live. They'll be in Bellevue at Brewhouse 100, located at 8098 Highway 100. The show starts at 7. This week's guest will be Ida Bjornstad and Julie Turris of the podcast Off the Ice with Ida and Julie. This Wednesday night Smashville Live is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Yeehaw Brewing Company, and Red Spirits and Wine.
Who was that again?
Off Ice with Ida and Julie. She's either married to or going to marry Matthias Ekholm. That much I do know. Jared of the GM, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the international app.
First and goal. Henry's done all the work to this point on his 26th birthday, and he's got a touchdown. Touchdown, Tennessee.
You called it. Henry did all the work, and he got it again. How about that?
All 75 yards on that drive picked up by Derrick Henry.
Against the number one defense in the league, and in 2 minutes, guess what they did? We're going to run the football right down your throat, and I tell you, they did. Tennessee, what a finish.
You know, we're appreciative of everything he does and the way our offensive line and the tight ends and fullbacks, you know, everybody takes all 11 to run football, but certainly Derrick's a huge part of that.
Derrick Henry all over the Patriots GM. Talking about whether or not now he's a superstar. We'll see during the week how he gets treated. You know how you know you're a superstar is when every time you do anything, that's all they talk about on the shows. No one is talking on the shows about the Tennessee Titans. It's all about whether or not Tom Brady's going to retire or not.
Sure.
Which I thought Brady made it pretty clear he's not going to retire during his press conference. When he was asked if he's going to retire and he says, I think that would be unlikely, doesn't that kind of make it sound like Tom Brady's not going to retire? But whatever. Text her into the text line, 615-737-1025 says, when the best coach of all time's main focus is to stop the running game of Derrick Henry, and he goes out there and takes over the game. The game plan was to stop Henry, and they could not do it, not even with eight in the box. That should speak for itself. Yes, Derrick Henry is a superstar because that's what superstars do. Floyd, do you agree with the idea of, hey, big players make big plays in big moments, true superstars? And that's what Derrick did Saturday night?
Well, see, I thought Derrick was a star before Saturday night. He led the league in rushing. He's the best running football player in the NFL. To me, that says star. And then Saturday night, yeah, I mean, he was a star on Saturday night. But I think, expect it, but I mean, we shouldn't be real shocked if he goes out and gains 150 yards.
Oh, don't look at me with a straight face and say that you expected Derrick Henry to run for 182 yards Saturday.
I didn't say I did.
But you're like, we shouldn't be shocked. We spent all week saying Belichick's going to take Derrick Henry away.
No, I'm talking about during the regular season. Now, you get in a playoff ball, yeah, it all changes now. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he went out this next week and ran for 200. I mean, what? You know, what's going to shock you?
I would. And Ian just said he would, too.
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
I can understand it.
You can't claim that you're not surprised by Derrick Henry doing all this because the list says, the calling it list says, only one of us called Derrick Henry to average 100 yards a game this year. That was me. Just saying. I've always believed in the big dog. You took some time, but it's good to see that you've come around in your belief of Derrick Henry. I'm just saying.
There's definitely some extra eyeballs on the game last week or last Saturday night that normally, you know, you wouldn't see with Henry. Even my dad, he doesn't live, you know, he lives in Florida and stuff. And he texted me and he goes, man, that Henry is a beast.
Yeah.
There's just people who don't get a chance to see the Titans on the regular basis. When they saw him run, they were impressed.
I think there's a lot of people who were eyes just wide open watching Derrick Henry do what he did.
Well, I mean, you're running against the number one defense in the NFL. So, yeah. I mean, I think they're looking at that and being surprised by it.
I mean, I think it's a big deal that he did shove it up Bill Belichick's rear end on Saturday. I mean, you know, because we know Bill. We talked about it all week. Bill's going to take Derrick Henry out of the game, just like Bill took Derrick Henry out of the game last or 2 years ago when they played. And he didn't take Derrick Henry out of this game. And you could tell, I think, early on the Patriots, I think Belichick got worried at halftime. And I think Belichick went in there, and I wonder if he thought, I don't even know how to stop this guy. I think at halftime, Belichick was worried. He didn't have an answer for him. And they brought everybody down the line of scrimmage, and Henry was still ripping off big gains.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, again, I think it's always the same. You know, if I want to stop you from running, I can stop you.
Not Bill. Not this week. Okay. You don't think Bill wanted to stop the Titans from running the ball?
I don't think he was. He wasn't expecting him to go for 180, but I didn't think he thought it would be, you know, that he wouldn't be able to hold him to a certain level, whatever that number was. I don't know what that number was. And he thought that won't be enough to beat us. What will be enough to beat us is if we let the, you know, the quarterback and the receivers and those guys go off and they outscore us. Or they don't turn it over or they don't whatever, because we'll go out and get some points. And I think that if they were shocked about anything, it was the fact that they could not get some points.
That is a stupid line of thinking to not worry about Derrick Henry first when you play the Titans. I mean, that
you didn't hear what I said.
No, I heard. Adam is up next here on Jared and the GM. Go ahead, Adam.
Jeez. Yeah, so I'm a Florida 100%. Like, he's 6'3", 250 pounds, and took a run on national television 99 yards. Stiff-armed like eight dudes on that run. The Jaguars would say he was a bona fide superstar after that day. So, everything he's done after this should have been expected because he's picking up steam. He's growing as a player, but he was a superstar that night. It wasn't over the weekend.
So, again, how many Derrick Henry jerseys fly off the shelves? And the answer is just not enough. You know, like after that Jaguars game, yeah, it was on national TV, but it's not the same effect as going out there in a Patriot playoff. Do you know how many people watch these games? Like over 30 million people watched the Titans Patriots game. 35.8 million people yesterday watched Seahawks versus Eagles, which is the largest TV audience in America since the Super Bowl. That's how many people watch these playoff games. And Derrick Henry, in a big one against a big team in a big spot, went out there and lit them up. Back to your phones next. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Jared and the GM. It's Titans Monday. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
My approach is always the same against any defense, you know, and they've been doing a great job all year. So I know I just had to go out there and do my job at the best of my ability and just be efficient.
Derrick Henry, I don't change my approach for any defense, a.k.a. shove it, Bill. You think Derrick Henry heard the talk all week of, hey, Bill's going to take Derrick Henry out of the game? Or do you think Derrick Henry just didn't even care about that either?
I'm just guessing. I don't know, but I would say he didn't care much about anything.
I don't think he cares about anything other than just give me the ball and tell me where to go.
There you go. Just call a run. Give me the ball. Let's get started.
Give me the ball. Get out of the way. Let me run. What is funny is they asked, I watched after the game was over. I flipped over to ESPN where they had all the press conferences. So they had Vrabel's press conference and then immediately cut out of Vrabel's press conference like mid-answer when Belichick got up there. I mean, it was like unapologetic, like, move over. And somebody, they asked a question about Henry, and it was, You know, what was Derrick Henry doing that was so effective in the ball game, you know, towards there? Belichick looks at the guy square in the eyes and goes, yeah, he ran hard. That was it. My dad and I got such a kick out of that. Oh, let's go back to your phones on Derrick Henry. He ran hard. He kicked your butt. Kenny, up next on Derrick Henry. What's up, Kenny?
Fellas, how are y'all doing? I had two questions. The first one, Floyd, you're the only guy in this market qualified to answer this question because of experience and age, and it sounds stupid to even mention it, but the last six or seven games, has Derrick Henry not been like maybe Jim Brown in that everyone knew what he was going to do and tried to stop him, and he still gets 150?
You know, I think for sure this the last few weeks, yeah, because everybody has seen how big he has become, and I think people realize that if they don't stop him, you got no chance. You know, so I think, yeah, that he has, you know, become the focal point of, if you're on defense, now, most defensive coaches start with a running game anyway, regardless of who's carrying the ball. But I think you look at our game, I mean, they got the number one rusher in the league. I mean, you better find a way to stop him or slow him down, or he's going to beat you now.
And he missed a game, too. Like, to add on top of how good he is, he missed a whole game and was still the leading rusher in the league. And not only that, how smart do Vrabel and Robinson look right now for holding Henry out of the Saints game? Because he's looked like a new man since he took off that Saints game.
Really helped.
I mean, in the Raider game and in the first Texans game, you could tell that hamstring was slowing Derrick Henry down. I don't even see a hint of the hamstring injury since he's come back after the Saints game.
It's great. Just, I mean, from my standpoint, I see that and I go, wow, it's really nice. He's a pretty quick healer, you know, which is because he's going to get, if you're a running back, you're going to get dinged now. We all know that, but doesn't seem to, you know, some guys get hurt and they're like gone forever. Humphreys.
Yeah, Pamfield.
Yeah, Pamfield.
All these guys from Tampa Bay, the Titans get. They, you know, they guys can never stay healthy. Let's go to, you think Humphreys will come back this week?
I have no idea.
Who cares? Kinston is up next. What's up, Kinston?
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, I listen every day. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just want to say, I think as far as Derrick Henry being a superstar, I think it's yes and no. I think the book's still out on that. He's writing the book as we speak, obviously, as we know. I say maybe no, because I don't think he's a flash in the pan running back, but he's kind of only been doing it for a year and a half, and we've seen the Jay Ajayi type guys be hot for a year or two and cool off. Now, I do think Derrick, you know, his mindset, his work ethic, couldn't have a long Eddie George type career. But I do say yes because, excuse me, I came in to work, I talked to my buddy who's a Cowboys fan, and he was talking about his wife, who doesn't watch football at all, is a huge Derrick Henry fan now, not because of, I mean, obviously the way he was running, but she was so fascinated at how she noted how he would go back to the huddle, and she was like, who's this running back that's almost as big as the offensive lineman? And that made her a fan. So just for the, you know, the common fan and the diehard fan, different aspects, but I think if he can stay on this track, especially, like you said, if he keeps winning, he's well on his way to being a superstar. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Thank you for the call, Kinston. Is it weird that with Henry, I do wonder how long he can keep doing this for? You know, he's in his fourth year in the league, and he's 26 years old, and not that I care about it right now because I think Derrick Henry will be a force to be reckoned with against the Baltimore Ravens on Saturday, but surely Derrick's not going to be able to run for 180 yards a week for the next 5 years.
Well, no, obviously not. But, I mean, that's – and again, you don't have to do that to be a really productive running back. You just have to find a level of consistency, whatever that is. I mean, let's face it. You know, it's not every week that the good running backs go out and get 100 yards. You know, it's just not – it's a number that's hard, especially if people are trying to stop you. Now, if they don't care or they're kind of nonchalant about it, then you got a chance to light it up. But, I mean, they're to the point now where they're trying to stop him. I mean, he brings up a good point, which is he hasn't done it for a long time. And that's, you know, when you start labeling superstars, there'll be those people that'll be saying, wait a minute now, you know, he's not the same as insert name here, who, you know, whoever you think that next guy is. And, but I mean, right now he's talking about today. I mean, I think people would have to classify him as a star.
So I would literally just put down who I think the superstars in the AFC are. So forget about the NFC. So don't say, well, what about Jimmy Garoppolo, Jared? Like, I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo is a superstar or not, but he's not, for the point of this exercise, these are AFC players. Here's who I got as superstars in the AFC. And I'm not saying, like, just great players in the AFC, but combining, like, their, you know, persona with their game, with, like, the attention, the jersey sale, all that kind of thing. I got Lamar Jackson, Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt, Von Miller, Odell Beckham Jr., Le'Veon Bell, Patrick Mahomes, and I think that's, like, the main list of superstars in the AFC. Do you think Derek belongs in that crew right now?
No, probably not. If that crew, but I mean, you're basing that, for example, like who Odell, you know, you're basing that off of what he's done for 6 or 7 years. You know,
Odell made a one-handed catch. That's what Odell
this
did.
Year,
he ain't won a damn
he
game.
Is He's better than Odell for sure. And some. So, I mean, I think it's if you're basing it on longevity, then I mean, Derek's not going to be on those lists. But if you're basing it on what you're doing today, you know, lined up, I mean, he's at the top of any list.
Could argue that Juju Smith-Schuster belongs on this list. And again, I'm talking about a sell the jersey, turn on the TV type player, because Juju's not that good. And I think this year we learned that Juju is mainly a byproduct of AB. And AB would certainly be on this list if he were still in the NFL. But people love talking about Juju. People love buying Juju jerseys and all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, yeah, to your point, Odell Beckham's never won it. Derrick Henry's won 1,000 times more in his life than Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
He won in college. He won the Heisman. You know, he's won two playoff games in the NFL. He's the league's leading rusher. What's Odell ever done other than a one-handed catch? He hadn't done anything. His team made the playoffs one time, and they lost in large part to a lot of people chalk up because Odell took all the receivers out on the boat trip in Miami. But Odell's still a superstar because he's Odell Beckham. You know, that's I guess, you know, where you get into this thing of, like, Tony Romo, for example. Tony Romo was a good to average NFL quarterback in his career. And yet there are people that think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Because he played on the Dallas Cowboys. Right. And that's, you know, for example, that's where I think, you know, a guy like Deshaun Watson has truly earned his superstar status. Boy, did he not have an incredible play the other day or what? He is the man.
Oh, when he got the double hit?
Oh, God.
He was only lucky that he was lucky that they hit him at about the same time. If it would have been really separated, one of them would have knocked him down. But he got to bounce off of one end to the other.
Well, Deshaun Watson is the man. Joe is up next on Derrick Henry. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I mean, what a game. If you ever had to make a staple point in your organization as to who you are, that did it right there. I mean, am I right or am I wrong? I mean, Derrick Henry... I mean, good God, who wants to tackle that monster? I guarantee you there's people right now that's having nightmares right now on the NFL team, right now just thinking about that monster that's about to come up there. And I know Baltimore is thinking, oh my God, what can we do? There was a shot of Bill Belichick yesterday after Derrick Henry made a first down. I think he took like a DB 5 yards with him when he did it, and Bill Belichick said a bad word, and then after that, it was like, we can't stop him. I'm going to predict this. If Derrick Henry can stay healthy through these playoffs, he could very well run us deep, deep, deep into the postseason. And dare I say it, but I'll say it anyway, Super Bowl. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for the call, Joe. I'm not ready to start talking about Super Bowl yet. Yeah. I'm not, and you all know me. You know me. The Titans have a good practice, and I'm sitting there like, Floyd, could they go to the Super Bowl this year with that great practice? And we all know that. I will say this, and I told my dad this yesterday. If they get past Baltimore, then I think everything's on the table. Now, it still kills me to think, even if you get past Baltimore, which is going to be, you know, a monumental task in and of itself, you then have to get past Kansas City, and I don't want any part of Kansas City. But if they can get past Baltimore, then I think everything's on the table, because then you're only one good football game away from the Super Bowl. And we've seen crazy things happen. Like, I thought the two best teams that were going to play in the Super Bowl as of, I don't know, 27 hours ago, I thought the two teams that were headed to Miami were Kansas City and New Orleans. Well, guess what? New Orleans ain't going. So everything can change in this league.
And especially if you go out and play a bad game like New Orleans did. You know, you do those, make a couple of mistakes, and your quarterback drops the ball, and guess, we talked about it before, the level of competition where we are now, I mean, one mistake easily could cost you the game. And if you make a couple of them, then you're just, you know, you're probably killing yourself.
Justin texts into the text line, I want my sons to do life like Derrick Henry. Go out and take care of business without needing your jersey flying off the shelves. He's a superstar to those that matter to him, and I hope my sons are superstars to those that matter to them no matter what, even if no one else notices. All right, well said.
Yeah.
Back to your phone, 615-737-1025, and your text. But coming up next, what were the biggest plays the Titans made on Saturday, and what do we think of them? We'll get to that next. Jared and the GM right here, Titans Monday. It's ESPN 1025, The Game, and streaming on the Game Nashville app.
Third and eight coming up for Tannehill.
Right. We've watched Bill Belichick a long time, and in these situations, he knows you're probably passing. He's playing for a screen. And then he's playing for something quick, but he's coming after you. And he's going to double one guy.
Tannehill's pass. It is caught for the first down by the Harvard man, Firkser, who had the touchdown catch in the first half.
Firkser's who they doubled, Jim. Watch. They're going to have two guys that come after him with five-man rush, but the double team gives up one thing, the sideline. And Tannehill, with maybe the throw of his life. Mm.
It was spot on, wasn't it?
It was.
Maybe a little overreaction from Tony Romo there. The throw of his life.
I don't know. He was excited about it.
The throw of his life.
Was it a 10-yard reception? Eight. Something?
No, I think it was 10, because I think it was third and eight, and he gained 10 or something like that. So I wrote down about four or five plays that I thought were the difference in the football game. And you correct me if I'm wrong on these. And we'll get right back to your phones in a second. And I lump all of Kern's punts as one big play. As I say, you know, that was a, you know, those were big plays the Titans made. Kern punting the ball, certainly. Firkser's touchdown, Firkser's third and eight grab, Henry's 29-yard run to start the two-minute drive, Henry's 22-yard screen pass that took him down to the one. The goal line stand on defense, I added in there as a big play they made. And then I thought Deion Lewis had a big grab that got a first down. And I think those are the big plays that the Titans made. And I wonder if they're going to need more big plays next week, or what do we make of the plays? When it came down to it, the Titans made some big plays that New England didn't. What do we make of some of those plays and the way that they made big plays in the end?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure I agree. I don't know how you're categorizing big plays.
Because you think of like a 50-yard touchdown as a big play.
Yeah,
I'm thinking like of just
block
Derrick
kicks
Henry.
And, yeah, right. Stuff like that.
I'm just talking about the key plays of the game that the Titans made.
Oh, key plays. That's different. I think Firkser's touchdown, certainly. The goal line stand certainly was. I thought the series after the interception was gigantic. But that's more than one play, of course. You know, down in the punt on the one, you mentioned Kern. So I don't know. Yeah, that might be it. I'd have to look at my notes.
Let's go to your phone. 6-1.
I'm not sure how many. I mean, I don't know. You know, when you're playing good team at this level again, I mean, you just don't have a lot of, I mean, you expect plays like that because you know you have absolutely no chance to win without them. And so, you know, you kind of get to a point where you say, hey, receivers. We got to come up. We got to make some catches here. We said before the game started, one of the characteristics of a game of this magnitude is somebody you don't expect, Ferkser, comes out and makes plays to help you win the game. And I think we saw that. You know, I don't think that's unusual. You just don't know who the heck it's going to be, you know, because everybody's, in theory, got a little bit of a shot for it.
Bill Belichick didn't think he'd be driving home on Saturday night thinking about Anthony Ferkser.
No. Harvard grad, no.
Yeah.
He didn't think about that.
Did you? Ferkser had a quote in Joe Rexroad's column that was something like, man, this is crazy. I knew, and I'm paraphrasing what he said, but it was something like, man, this is crazy. 3 years ago, I was in my dorm room when the Patriots beat the Falcons watching it, and I went out in Boston that night and partied. Now here I am knocking Tom Brady out of the playoffs. Let's go to your phones. David, up next on Derrick Henry. What's up, David?
So I'm going to agree with the text in from you read right before. Derrick Henry is the exact kind of superstar that I like. Also, what is it that you think changed in his mindset that turned him in from like a second string running back to the best runner in the league? And also, did we win because Vrabel outcoached Belichick?
Thank you for the call. I would say that if the Eddie George talk was the key to getting Derrick Henry to play like a monster, Eddie needs to sit down with a bunch of other players on the football team. Please, somebody send Corey Davis to Eddie George.
Well, after the bye last year, I mean, he was a different guy for whatever reason, you know. And I think one of the things that he pointed to was Eddie. And so if that's the case, then, you know, thank you, Eddie. Thank you.
Again, go talk to Corey Davis.
Yeah, but now we got a whole list for you.
And you should have talked to Marcus earlier. Freddie is up next. Thank you for calling. What's up, Freddie?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Hope you had a nice holiday and stuff.
Yeah, we got cards from you, Freddie, so we had a great holiday.
Yeah,
very nice.
Well, I appreciate you, man. I said I wish I can give y'all more, but I really appreciate y'all, guys. Y'all do a fine job with that.
Thank you.
I want to ask you a question, Floyd, but let me make a comment first. I haven't really seen no type of running back like Henry, except for, like, I guess you can say that big, like Jim Brown, Larry Zonka. I guess, Floyd, you remember Larry Kennebrew, Eddie George, and Derrick Henry. And the thing about it, I think Derrick Henry is a better runner in the second half than he is in the first half. I mean, I was looking at that game, and I was pretty close on my TV, and I was listening to them guys out there on the field. When they tried to hit him, all they were saying was ooh and ah. Kind of like that chain game, that Sam Cook thing, you know? But, Lord, I want to ask you a question before I go. On one series when the Titans had 40 kicked off, I think they got two of the late game penalties, two false starts before they kicked the ball before the clock started. How does that work? You can ask that from a Lord, I'm let y'all go. Guys, I appreciate y'all very much. Y'all take care.
Thanks, Freddie.
What penalty was he talking about?
I think he's talking about the Vrabel clock play, the loophole. The bell.
Oh,
it's going to be called the Mike Vrabel rule from now on.
Here's the deal, Freddie. If you can do it, and this is the hard part about it, you have to have the right time of the game. You have to have the right kind of field position. You have to have the right, because you can't do it with 5 minutes left in the game. You can only do it prior to that, but you're not going to do it in the third quarter, you know? So you really have about a minute or minute and a half of the game that you can do it. It's the only time that it's really effective. And the rule is after a penalty, they start the clocks over. After 5 minutes, they don't start the clocks. But they start the clocks over. So if you're in a position where you can give up a little field position, what you do is you take the delay the game penalty, they move you back, they start the clock again, and then rather than take another delay of the game penalty, you have somebody jump, and it's been Woodyard for us so far. And he jumps, and they mark it off, and then they start the clock again. And so when it's all said and done, if you do it effectively, you can run off about a minute and a half or so of time, which he did last week and he did this week.
And New England screwed up by jumping off sides.
And then that gave them another one. Yeah. And then New England jumped off, which just had to kill Bill.
Oh, kill him.
And so then they got a bonus amount of time there before they ended up punting the ball.
That had to break Belichick's heart. Will is up next on the Titans Identity. What's up, Will?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the line.
Yep.
I wanted to ask, did either of you see the incredible hype video that the Patriots chose to release?
Brady did it. I mean, we saw it and talked about it in the studio.
It was fantastic. It gave us perfect bulletin board material to not only win that game, but to embrace this identity. I looked it up because, I mean, it was really good. It was powerful. Christopher Walken doing the narration. He called our boys, our squad, jackals, scavengers. I looked up the jackal definition, and it's perfect, man. It says jackal defined.
Well, my favorite part about that, Will, and I appreciate your call, is they talked about the lions and the hyenas. And when they talked about the hyenas, they showed the Titans and Titan fans and things like that. And then when they talked about the lion goes out there, and I got this from Sports Radio WEEI. This was after the game. Quote, Tom Brady's hype video clearly pissed off the Titans locker room. Multiple players mentioned hyenas, including defensive back LaShawn Sims, who shouted, he one of the hyenas, over Logan Ryan, who is in the middle of saying that Kyle Van Noy needs to shut up with his revenge tour and play football.
Hmm. I don't. Do we know that Tom really did that?
So Vrabel was asked about it yesterday. Vrabel said something along the lines of, I've asked Tom if he actually does his own posting, and I've never gotten a direct answer from him.
Yeah, I would be shocked if Tom did that. I mean, that's not his.
My gut tells me Tom has to approve whatever Tom posts.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how that works. But, I mean, I don't, you know. I mean, Tom is very, very careful.
And I was surprised that, and I even said this on the show last week, when Kyle Van Noy came out with his revenge tour comments, and I go, man, that's a very un-Belichick-like thing to do.
Yeah.
Because it looked to me like he was talking about Baltimore and Kansas City at the same time, when really all the focus should be on Tennessee. When you're saying, hey, we're going to go on a tour, we're going to beat them, it's like, you know, that's very un-Belichick-like to not just be thinking about the first quarter of the Tennessee game, you know, to be sitting there talking about something else. And I said, I go, boy, that does not sound like a Belichick thing. And for Logan Ryan to be sitting there basically, and I heard what Logan Ryan had to say about it. I mean, Logan was basically like, I got a lot of respect for those guys over, and I'm paraphrasing what he said, but I got a lot of respect for what those guys over there, Tom and Bill and Julian and all. But Kyle Van Noy needs to stop with the revenge tour stuff and just worry about this game. And you could tell Logan Ryan brought it up on Sirius XM. Logan Ryan brought it up in the locker room. You could tell Logan was pissed about it.
Well, that's the way all those guys are. That's why I'd be so shocked if somebody like Tom were to post something like that. But I don't know. I mean, it's got his name on it. Do we have the little purple check or whatever it is?
Oh, yes. Tom Brady's Instagram and Twitter's both have blue check marks. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll get back to your phones on Titans Monday, but it is 5 o'clock on a Titan Monday, which means Floyd's three things he liked, three things he did not like from Saturday's Titans AFC wildcard win. Jared and the GM, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming the Game National app.